Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1518. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doig Ben Ravar and Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha and the Refu Shlema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel, getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are going through a little bit the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas on page 104, some various, we try and spread it around a little bit between the various different farm to get a better understanding. How to slice it and dice it, as we always say. Okay, so interesting thing he brings down the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas again in page 104, the distinction between Vidaber Davar and Mimsa Chefsecha. Now, just backtrack and we understand, we spoke about this. These are two Isurim that come out of the Psukim that we've spoken about. There's the talking part and there's the Mimsa Chefsecha part, and they're very similar. They sound very similar. Like we said, you know, one cannot talk about what I'm going to do Sunday or what I'm going to talk about during the week if I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And so that's what David does. Then we said, Mimsa Chefsecha, I'm not allowed to go see my construction site. You know, if it appears that I'm going to be going on the site, or, you know, if it appears that I'm going to check it, it's mine, whatever. We spoke about, so that's Mimsa Chefsecha, but it's a very similar type of thing. In both cases, we're not doing, any malacha per se on Shabbos. It's just the sort of like the intention that it looks like or it sounds like that we're doing malacha, but there's no actual malacha itself being taking place. And because of the fact, like we said, that the bottom line is when the dust settles, what are we aiming at? We're aiming at to show that on Shabbos Kodesh, a person's work has to be done, right? A person has to know they go into Shabbos Kodesh and their work is done, everything is done. Not talking about malacha and not going to look in places whereby malacha exists and so on. Okay. But that's the bottom line, you know, 6 days of work, 6 days a week, and then we have the Heiliger Shabbos Kodesh, and everything is done, and everything is taken care of. I have to do this, I have to do that, what's going to be, what's the Sunday, Monday after my Panasim. Hashem says, don't worry about it, I'm in charge, trust in me, everything will be taken care of, now it's Shabbos, that's it. It's just an interesting story. I once heard, I think Rabbi Zev Smith, Shlita mentioned, I don't remember exactly the details, but basically how it goes, there was a family very poor, and they sold certain things to make some money, whatever. Be it as it may, they had like one cow left, and there was a question of selling the cow, but if they sell the cow, then they won't have any milk, but they needed the money, mamish, to continue on, but if they sold the cow, then mamish won't have any milk to drink, and there was a small baby there and needed milk, okay. Be it as it may, bottom line was, there was a major catastrophe, as we say in English, not like today, you know, people are worried about the little nothings, but in those days, it was a major deal if they had to get rid of their last cow. This was Erev Shabbos, and how I remember the story goes, the child said to the mother, or to the father, what's going to be? I've had the cow. But their answer were, the father and mother's answer was, now it's Shabbos. Now it's coming Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. We'll worry about it after Shabbos. Now let's just sit and relax. It's Shabbos. Everything is done. There's nothing to worry about. For Shabbos, we have enough. We have the food. We have enough to feed the child or whatever the case is. Apparently, obviously, for Shabbos, they had what they needed. And let's understand that the Heiliger Shabbos Kodesh, everything is done. We'll come after Shabbos. Don't worry. Kodesh Baruch will take care of business after that. Right now, it's coming Shabbos. So it's an important point we see from that how we have to look at the Heiliger Shabbos all. You know, I want to mention a very interesting story that I myself, I mean, these are all, we get a chizik of what it means, Shabbos. This is not for Shabbos, but this is a different thing. When I took over in dry cleaning, when I started, it's going back quite a ways, 1990, basically, it's many, many years ago. But be it as it may, I remember the owner that I bought the store from, a man, a Holocaust survivor, an older man, and it's such a wonderful person. But he taught me such a lesson in life. He taught me, he said, so obviously, you see, during the course of a day, problems come up in the dry cleaning, and any person works, they whether in an office, a store with machines, the problems come up, issues come up, right? You ask Hashem, please, Hashem, help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me with this, help me with that. But so I asked him that time. He was an older man, you know, a Holocaust survivor, and I wanted to learn from him, you know, teach me. So I asked him, I said, listen, like, I was a young man at that time, just going into business, like, how do I deal with these problems? I mean, what do I do? He taught me a very important yisoid in life. when we were leaving the store to close, the end of the day, we close 7 o'clock, whatever the case is, the dry cleaning store. He said, this is how we do it. We turn the key of the, this is not Shabbos, it's just the point that we understand is this is how we go into Shabbos. He said, when we leave the store, here's the door, here's the key. As you turn the key, all problems, all issues go out of my head and stay in the store. You open the key in the morning, fine. Then they come back in. Then you work with them, right? You close the store. Now it's over. In other words, 7 o'clock, we close. Whatever the case, it doesn't make a difference, 5, 6. As we turn the key, we lock the door to the store. All problems go out of the head and stay in the store. They stay in the store. He taught me one thing. We don't take problems home with us. They stay in the store, and that's it. We go home is home, store is store. You don't mix the two. So I think it's a very important mashal. It's what we could understand. A mashal, the Mahad of Adam, a beautiful thing that Havdol, but the same thing by Shabbos Kodesh. It comes Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, like we saw from that story, comes the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, finished. Now it's Shabbos. Now it's time to relax and do things of holiness, like we said, learning Torah, Chesed, obviously, all week long. But Shabbos, how much more so? We said mentioned last time from Sfarash HaPoskim, even one word of Torah 1,000 times more, even on Shabbos. On Shabbos, 1,000 times more than during the week. We have to make use of every minute of Shabbos and know it's a time of rest and a time of betochen and emunah and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of the show to the point that there are no problems. It's snapshot. Well, yeah, I'll try not to think about the problem. There are no problems. Now is Shabbos Kodesh, right? Come Sunday, we'll worry about it then. Friday comes, as they say, as I learned from this older person, turn the key, problems stay in the store. Turn the key, problems stay on Friday. Shabbos is Shabbos. Okay, we'll continue next time in this all important concept. And we'll try and get into the differentiation exactly between the Bedabedavar and Mim Sechef Secha. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Bracha, Kol Tov.